This hour we speak to Safia Musa, who is from Spiritual Chords, and the Muslim response to setting up homeless shelters in this time of crisis. She's with us on the line right now. Safia, thank you so much for making this time for us. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And actually the thanks is all mine. You're doing a sterling job, and jazakallah for allowing me to share what can be done through the Muslim community and the South African nation as a general.
Jazakallah khairan. I just had this thought, and obviously it's not for me to project blame on other people. It's all, you know, for each of us to be able to look within ourselves as to what can we do to respond to the situation. But when there was a list that was disseminated a few days ago of shelters for the homeless, you know, there were various schools, there were various private schools, perhaps Christian schools as well, and it did pain me a bit to think that there are no official Muslim institutions were listed as shelters for the homeless. This is not to say that, you know, the Muslim community is not responding in a variety of other ways, but for the homeless particularly, I didn't see a Muslim institution that was mentioned there. But I'm very gratified as far as Spiritual Chords goes. A message sent out there that you're busy with homeless shelters in Bryanston, and also one for the squatters outside the 15th Street Masjid in Fordsburg. Just tell us, what's the situation facing the homeless at this moment, and how have you responded?
Okay, well, first of all, let's know that in Johannesburg alone, the least official count of homeless is 15,000 of them. There's 15,000 bodies that are homeless moving around in public areas, probably scrummaging through dustbins and what have you to survive. And there's two factors to play a role here. First of all, what we're doing this out of an act of compassion and love for humanity, because that's the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a sunnah. Secondly, we're trying to do this as an act of support to the nation, which is also patriotism, was a big stance of the early Muslims, where you were loyal and did what was best for the nation. And so we're trying to do that as well. And the homeless are part of the nation, so we're doing it as that stance as well. But thirdly, and maybe this might be the primary relevant factor, is that if you think they're homeless and they're out there somewhere and it doesn't impact on you, you are now breeding carriers who actually have a pretty resilient immune system, because they're exposed to the elements on a regular 24-hour-a-day basis. They're exposed to involuntary hunger and starvation, and they're exposed to situations and viruses and bacteria and scenarios where their body has learned to toughen up, but that does not mean they can't carry it. And with the COVID, we've known now, we're realizing that a carrier can infect hundreds, if not thousands, as a ripple effect, and not even know they have it themselves. So our primary gesture is to reach out, because that would have been the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to help the disadvantaged, which did not actually require a COVID for us to realize it. We're probably responding this aggressively with the homeless because we know long-term it will impact on us back again. So I must be honest, as Muslims, we also have to reevaluate the future functioning of all our organizations, including Spiritual Chords. Why do we have 15,000 homeless people who, under an emergency situation, now require our help? Why were we not catering for this before? Inshallah, we'll review how we've been catering for them, okay? That's the first thing. But let's get to the emergency on hand right now. 15,000 homeless in Joburg, they need help, they need protection, just as much as all of us. And we need to protect them so that it doesn't become a ripple effect of a contagious virus, because they will sit with it and it can spread after the 21 days of lockdown, because they could be still carrying it. So you're right, we started with Windsor, and this is not just a Muslim initiative. This is a nation initiative. I'm collaborating with City of Johannesburg and with non-Muslims, but coming in as a very strong Muslim stance. And I have to thank the Muslim donors. So as much as they may not be an organization under whose banner a setup has been made, we have to acknowledge all the Muslims who are actually the contributors, who are providing, and give thanks to them, because Wimpy Fairlands is owned by Muslims. And they said every day when we are allowed to trade whatever is becoming perishable, we're not allowed to keep things for more than 2 or 3 days. We're going to give it all to you. If it's not sold, please give it to the shelter. Alimdad Foundation, for our first setup, gave us all the blankets, and they're making hygiene packs for each of the people at Windsor, which is 75 there at the moment, and it's going to grow. I have my counterparts actually going to photograph and investigate Fordsburg and Norwood for me tomorrow, because there's huge amounts of homeless people in these two areas. We're already in the process of trying to set up another one in Bryanston. And as much as we're trying to do this by the 10s or 70s or 100, there's 15,000 that we need to do very, very quickly for the safety of themselves and for the safety of all of us, and as a ripple effect of good human conduct. So it's a lot of thanks to the people who are supporting us, who have been financially contributing, because the reason I was able to expand further and say, yes, Bryanston, yes, let's go ahead, Fordsburg, let's go ahead, Norwood, because of the help and support of the Muslims. So may Allah bless everyone for that. Now, I think you want to say something. So did you say it first?
No, I just wanted to ask you, but you can obviously add whatever you'd like. What is the nature, when you speak about a shelter being set up, what is the nature of the shelter you're talking about?
Okay, we're getting government permission to use certain facilities in Windsor. It's the Windsor Recreation Center. It's going to be a similar setup where we're going to get recreation centers that then can be used as a temporary shelter facility and then swept out and cleaned out thoroughly after use, after we no longer need to use it as that facility. And then we're going to continue trying to find other premises. Most of them will be like the nature of a recreation center. In Fordsburg already, informally or maybe formally, I'm just trying, that's why I'm investigating tomorrow. I think there's a whole lot of people pitching up at Grosvenor Recreation Center who are in the parks in that area, and we try to make sure that, and there's zero, there's nothing there for them because we haven't formally actually gone there. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. So what we're then providing is mattresses, blankets, maybe if we can, pillows, but it's not a priority. So if the pillow comes, great. If it doesn't, we're not too stressed, but the mattress and blanket is necessary because it creates a space per person. Within very big thing I really want to try and get is the reusable cloth masks. The throwaways are going to be meaningless because we can't keep providing that. So if anyone knows how to sew, please just help us or give us the funds, because we are getting people, ladies at home who are now in 21-day lockdown, who are going to help us to make these. Then we'll sanitize them and give it to the homeless people so they don't spread amongst each other and we get into good habits during the pandemic time of keeping the germs contained. The other things we need are, like, we're providing them not only with the sleeping stuff, but sanitary and hygiene packs. So we've developed a hygiene pack for these people in the shelter. It includes soap, face cloth, sanitizer, toothbrush, toothpaste, and a little bit of Vaseline and, you know, something just so they can moisturize themselves. A nail clipper and those kind of items, just so that we can start creating a sanitary environment, because things we take for granted that we use on a daily basis, and toilet rolls, by the way, that's part of our hygiene bag, tissues as well. What we take for granted, I mean, when you wake up and you just want to blow your nose, it's just there for you. They don't have any of this, so now we're creating the hygiene packs that include that. So we're very grateful if anyone wants to give us the items or the funds to make these packs. And Alimdar donated 75 already of these. So, you know, hats off to them for just agreeing, yes, okay, we'll make them for you, no problem. So that. And then the meals we have to provide, so it's going to be like a porridge for breakfast. So we need oats and milk, tea bags, I'm going to try and get those tin mugs, very useful right now. If we get a whole lot of tin mugs, everybody just gets their own one. So if we're going to cater for 15,000, I'm not saying we're going to be able to house all. I'd like my target for each item to be 15,000, because where we can shelter them, we will, and where we can at least give the hygiene packs to the homeless when we haven't got the accommodation. So at least we're sanitizing them in public areas and keeping them healthy right now. So hopefully they don't succumb to the virus as well, because like I said, they have a stronger immune system, but let's not leave them vulnerable. Also, any proteins. So we're looking for beans. I've purchased, actually, through the support of people, 3 weeks' supply of tinned beans, so that at least one meal I know is covered. And then as people are donating, like I said, Wumpy Phelan's has donated whatever meat products or any products that they have on it as they come to the end of the day. If it's not sold, they're going to give it to us. So we're going to add as much protein products, soy products, if anyone has So who I'm looking for help for here is like grocery stores or butchers or people who have soon to be expired things from amongst the private public sector or the shop owners or what have you. If there's something that's going to expire soon or, you know, shortly after the or within the lockdown period, please donate it to us. We have the permit, so we will come fetch. We're not making people go out in public. We have just two volunteers who are going to do this, go out, and they already have been briefed on how to keep sanitary and keep safe so they don't infect others and they don't pick up the infection themselves as best as possible. And pharmacies, if there's like paracetamol, especially in cough mixtures, if anyone has that, if we need it, at least we can prevent fevers so we don't get confused with the flu and this virus. And the cough mixtures helps to stop spreading the sneezing, coughing, and droplets that go out should anyone be infected. So if something's going to expire, whether it's medication or a food product, anything you think could be useful, please share it with us. We will distribute it to the right people. Mm-hmm. And don't go out. I'm not encouraging people to go out. I was offered so many drop-off points, and I'm so grateful. It's all ladies, alhamdulillah, who have offered this, Muslim ladies. Allah bless all of you, but in the interest of not spreading the virus and for your own families and your health, I'm not going to let anyone drop off things anywhere. We're going to contain how we manage what our pickups are. We're sanitizing everything as well as we receive it and passing it on. So that's where, and the funding is important because it's much easier. If we don't have to handle items, a direct EFT into our account, and then we're creating parcels to people who, like I said, have already been trained and briefed on how to keep safe in this time and not self-infect or infect others. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier this time where normally we ask for kind as well. I'm happy with the kind, but the funding makes life a lot easier in this situation for everyone's health and safety. We also need things like detergents because we're going to keep the environments that these people are in safe. So anyone who has towels like dishcloths and things, countertop towels that we can clean up, and detergents to offer. And again, if you want to fund, that's not a problem. We will purchase the things we have access to getting them. As long as we keep the place sanitized and the people sanitized, inshallah, we will be able to help in containing this as much as possible. And masks galore if anyone has, but reusable cloth ones. It'll be amazing if we could get access to that. People who want to offer like fruits and things like that, oranges and lemons, all the vitamin C content is hugely beneficial. Apparently, yes, for this at the moment. So mealy-meal and starches as well, mealy-meal bread, potatoes, whatever can be, you know, useful in a situation where these people would normally have nothing. And I've told you who we need it from. Like I said, butchers, grocery store owners, chain stores, general public, pharmacies, whoever has stuff. And we're very, very happy to make sure you're almost going to be expired goods are used in a very, very beneficial way immediately. And before I just tell you what we can do, what we as an organization are doing beyond just setting up the shelter, I just want to ask you if you'd like to say anything right now, because I've been going on for quite a bit.
No. I just want to thank you. Just perhaps a final message then from your side, Sophia. You've outlined a variety of measures. Just, you know, your concluding comments then.
Okay. So what do we do? What can we offer to the public in South Africa as a nation or anyone for that matter? So like I said, we have a permit. We are setting up these shelters. If you need to let us know of a place where there's a lot of homeless, then you can contact and WhatsApp us. You can communicate with us and find all our relevant information on Safiya Musa on Facebook or Spiritual Cause on Facebook. And we're ready to pick up whatever we need to when it's essential, but preferably limited, you know, reasons to go out. So also that. We're also offering health and sanitation and up-to-date COVID advice to anyone. Doesn't matter who it is. And if you'd like that advice, and we are creating a whole series of little posts to like, very important, if you go out at all, come back in and leave your shoes because you could pick it up if somebody, you know, didn't sneeze in your face, but you picked it up from a droplet that landed on your shoe. Leave your shoes outside, sanitize, just spray. Keep spray bottles if you are able to of sanitizers. Just mix a little bit of Dettol with water. It's perfect. And just spray yourself and spray your shoes. Enter, go for a shower immediately and mm-hmm. put those clothes in the washing because you don't want to contaminate your own home and your family. So if you've been out, do that straight away. That's a priority. second thing is don't panic at all. It's just sensible, wise behavior now that's going to see us through. We're a world that actually, ironically, has been united by a common enemy who I'm not now wondering if it wasn't humanity's friend, because we're starting to become a bit more human now. And nature is thriving without us out there, by the way. So let's just be doing this together with each other. And, you know, I'm happy to leave a number with you so yes. people can WhatsApp if you need that.
Yes, you could give that, Sophia.
Okay, the number is 084-51-22-227. Or alternatively, 082-800-8786. We're also offering 30-minute free coaching to anyone at designated times, so they can WhatsApp and say, hey, listen, I just need help to cope maybe with the fear of this or confusion or family pressure with everybody on top of each other. We're going to support in that way with psychological, emotional, and advice, whatever it is we can. And if anyone can sew masks, please do that. There's a huge, you know, message going around, give soap and whatever to the dustbin collectors. Please don't do that. Rather leave a mask for them. And there's various good reasons why we've been advised not to do that. So mm-hmm. I'm not just saying this because I don't think they deserve it, but I'm just saying for health reasons, do not leave things like that for them. Rather sanitize the bin when you send it out for them, and then sanitize it when you receive it so you protect yourself. And leave a mask if you want to, as many of those as you can, the reusable ones. That's far more beneficial. And my final comment is, Allah is very clear in Quran how to handle this. In Surah Baqarah, ayat number 153, I believe, he says, O you who believe, seek help with patient perseverance and prayer. For Allah is those who with those who patiently persevere. So Allah is telling us, just don't give up. Just mm-hmm. keep doing what you have to do in the correct way. And seek help with sabr and salat, which is the not giving up and the communicating with Him. So jazakallah to you, brother. And if anyone wants to support this, please just look at our contact numbers and banking details, and even give us advice. We're happy to take the wisdom of other people so that we do a better job of what we need to do together as a Muslim community and as South African Muslims and as a South African nation.
Excellent. Sophia, thank you so much for giving us a lowdown of a variety of ways people can assist. And that very important statistic that you highlighted, 15,000 homeless people in Johannesburg. So the needs are indeed very, very great. And whatever we're doing at the moment, as important as it is still a drop in the ocean. That's a major awakening point for all of us. I thank you for your time. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Sophia Musa, they're speaking on behalf of Spiritual Chords and talking about her collaboration work in with the city of Johannesburg, other role players, to be able to set up shelters for the homeless and provide for them at this very, very difficult time. There's a shelter that has been set up in Windsor. This is near Randburg. Still requires about 26 mattresses. There's also a homeless shelter that's being set up in Bryanston, and another for squatters who live outside the 15th Street Masjid in Fordsburg. So those are ongoing efforts, and certainly very important to assist these kind of efforts at this time. She said, as you heard there, you could catch up with them on Spiritual Chords on Facebook, or the number provided 084-51-22-227.